attentive.
Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us. Rejoice greatly in the Lord, O righteous ones.
Wisdom.
The reading is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is he who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Peace be with you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
The reading of the Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus heard that John had been arrested. He withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and dwelt in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali towards the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region in shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time Jesus began preaching, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Peace be with you who proclaim the gospel.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends, this is not a typical Sunday sermon for me. Instead, I thought I would present a little bit a few words to you about the beginning of a new relationship for us. My first relationship with you, the Congregation of St. Mary's, began nearly 20 years ago, in March of 2002. My wife, Gabriella, and I had barely been married for 3 years. I was a newly ordained priest. At the time, our oldest, Andrea, had just turned one, and we were expecting Cassiana. Father Harry Pappas approached me at one of the Mioka Lenten Vespers and invited me to meet with him in his office. A few days later, we met, and I was very much surprised, even overwhelmed, when he asked me to consider becoming his assistant here at St. Mary's, because at the time, Father John Costas, who had served you for a number of years prior, had decided to return to Boston to continue advanced theological studies. In some ways, it's a beautiful return together with Father John. I had known and respected, very highly respected, Father Harry Pappas for a couple of years prior to that. So it didn't take Gabriella and I any time at all to simply say yes to that call. Father Harry and Presbytera Carey Pappas have become since permanent loving friends to us. Father Harry is like the older brother I never had, both as a priest and as a man. I remember quite vividly when he first invited me to meet the parish council. And before the meeting began, he introduced me to the president who welcomed me at the time, Byron Zotali. Byron, as I believe all of you know him, has a very strong and stately presence about him, so I was rather intimidated. But he very warmly and gently said, extending his hand, "Welcome to St. Mary's." That relaxed me, and it gave me confidence. His gentle smile made a big difference. I remember also entering the room. There were many other, the other parish council members. I don't even quite remember all of them. I will have to look them up in the records. But I remember the joyful and jolly Nick Grammas. He was vice president at the time. And I remember that George Hagianis invited me to sit next to him, and I did. And he was just so warm and kind, and we ended up chatting back and forth. And for that next half hour, little did either one of us know that in time we'd become friends. And between the two of us, we'd end up the fathers of 7 daughters who are friends themselves. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for such moments. Shortly thereafter, we were welcomed and embraced by Father Anthony Conieres. Father Ted and Presbytera Ion Filandrinos, Doria Saros, Sylvia Kafkas. And numerous others, actually. My time of ministry here at St. Mary's began very rapidly. as it was the beginning of Great Lent. So there were lots of services, lots of confessions, lots of sermons. I remember even now the feeling of awe that I had every single Sunday when I looked around and I noticed that I was standing next to Father Anthony at the holy altar. You see, I had met Father Anthony a few years back, prior to that, in the early and mid-90s when I was at seminary at St. Andrews in Winnipeg. And my pastoral theology professor had invited Father Anthony for lectures. You have to understand, I was educated to be a priest, reading his books. There's great awe that comes with that, in addition to just everyday respect. It took me months, actually, to get over that feeling of awe. With time, Father Ted actually became my papuli. May they both rest in peace. Father Harry, in his very thoughtful, deliberate, and loving manner, introduced me to several people, both to help me get introduced to St. Mary's. He wanted me to become familiar with all the different ministries and to meet lots of people, and he wanted me to do that more quickly. So he introduced me to, are you ready? Angie Spiliopoulos, the quicksilver mind is the way that I can describe Angie. In fact, I think Angie is actually immortal because her mind never stops. Beautiful soul who offered us great love. He also introduced me to Peter Callett of blessed memory, who was really wonderful in guiding me in how to navigate meetings and committees. And he spoke with me with no reservation of words in his people-savvy New Yorker fashion. I will stop here naming people because there are many, many others. Simply so we don't become delayed by my own emotions. Suffice it to say that St. Mary's became for me and my wife a school, a place of learning, a place of growth, a place of molding. Going to 12 Holy Apostles in Duluth after 3 years of being with you here and serving there for more than 17 years, I felt prepared and I felt trained here. I often referred back to moments and lessons that I had gained while I was here. And every time I returned for various events, sadly, sometimes for funerals, it felt good to be with you. We spent a long time in Duluth. Our youngest daughter, Sophia, had just been born. Theodora had just learned to walk when we left St. Mary's. Now our youngest is 17, and we have 3 adult children. Duluth, both the parish and the city, are beautiful, beautiful, and those people will always be part of our lives. And I shall miss them greatly. Now, 20 years after our first meeting, you opened your arms to my family and to me again, this time as proistaminos. And I assure you that is humbling and overwhelming. I'm neither scared nor overwhelmed by the work ahead, but I am overwhelmed and humbled that you would offer me your trust and love, and I do not take that lightly, rather very, very seriously, and I intend to live it very attentively. After this long introduction, let me move into a question. A question that somewhat tormented me for the past 4 months. For it took me some time to gain a bit of an answer to myself. The question is, what can I offer you? If you have chosen to show me love once again, what can I offer you? And I did not know. And it took me a good 3 months to start formulating an answer. You see, Father, Father Anthony raised you for many years, for decades, nearly 40 years as your pastor. And for many years after that, really till he passed away, he raised you and he developed in you a love for the Lord Jesus Christ in unequal manner. I will not be able to match him. Father Harry Pappas served you with an intentionality of advanced teaching and education. His wisdom I still seek. I will not be able to match him. A good friend, Father Paul Paris, who called me yesterday with really kind words, has served you with a type of pastoral joy which is legendary. The way that man's face is able to show comfort and peace with the people in front of him is brilliant. I will not be able to match him either. Most recently, another brother, Father George Dokos, served you with great attentiveness. And I feel he has brought this community to new spiritual depths from his erudite knowledge of the fathers. In his humility, I would say he seldom spoke of it, but his great knowledge, I think, inspired you. And his great life with his family inspired you in ways, again, that I will not be able to match. Father Jason Haug, whom I had known since he was in college, when I came here, serves this parish with incredible devotion and incredible love. He will do so for many years. I look forward to that. But he serves you in unique fashion, with utmost dedication, as your village son. For he took his first breaths and steps and learned his first prayers and gained his calling to the priesthood all among you. I will not be able to match that either. For a lighter note, moreover, I believe I am the first proistaminos of your parish, who is not Greek. I'm not sure what impact that'll have. but it's been 121 years of history in this parish. I didn't really notice that until just a couple of weeks ago. Essentially, I've given you a series of reasons for you to reject me, for you to tell me to leave. But if you were to consider keeping me still, in spite of the lists I've shared with you, I'd like to tell you how I have come to learn that I can serve you. What I have come to realize that I have to offer you. I've thought long and hard about this question, and as I've shared with you, I've wrestled with it. The answer became crystal clear as I was thinking more and more about the relationships that I have gained with you as parishioners of this community. I can offer you the love that a student offers to the teacher whom he reveres. I can offer you the love that that a student offers to the teacher who molded him. Do you have a teacher in your life that you remember? And you know that he has clearly shaped you, and you know that you walk because he or she has had an impact that has changed you forever. I am your student in that fashion. So I come to you with that love. I come to you with a will and a dedication, seeking the Lord's blessing and guidance to move you into closer oneness with God, not in a way of my own, but if I can only supplement the great and wonderful richness that you've received from the clergy I've mentioned and those many before them, I wish to serve you that way. And I wish to serve you that way with all my heart, with all my mind, energy, and devotion, so that our oneness together may can be continued and may continue to enhance with the oneness with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.